is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. New questions about what caused the Christmas Day plane crash in Kazakhstan. An Azerbaijan Airlines plane bound for Russia had to divert. 38 people were killed in the crash. 29 survived. Russian authorities first said a bird strike caused the plane to divert, but now there are new questions involving Russia's air defenses, as ABC's Inez de la Cotera explains.
Russia had recently defended the area from Ukrainian drone attacks. When asked whether the plane may have been fired upon by air defenses, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters it would be wrong to speculate before the investigation is complete.
In the U.S., holiday spending increased by 4% for retail sales from November 1st through Christmas Eve, according to MasterCard's Spending Pulse. The holiday travel rush continues. Travel site Hopper says more than 3 million people are expected to fly today. And Starbucks workers back on the job today after about 5,000 walked off the job for a strike. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is not overly optimistic about working with Democrats in the chamber. In an interview with Wisconsin Eye, the Republican leader called newly elected Assembly Democrats far left, and that he believes trying to find consensus in the middle is going to be really hard for them. Voss said he hopes Democrats will come along on some things, but that in his experience, unless it's mostly their idea, they vote no. New legislative maps help Democrats pick up 10 seats to narrow the Republican majority to 55 seats in the 99-member Assembly. Microsoft has temporarily suspended construction on portions of its massive data center campus in Mount Pleasant. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that the company is working to refine the project's design. Microsoft has announced plans to invest $3.3 billion and to create 2,300 union construction jobs by next year. The Business Journal says the company is telling them that the project is still on track despite the pause. The Village of Mount Pleasant has issued a statement stating confidence in Microsoft plans. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he's not interested in a political fight against a former Trump attorney. Speaking to WISN's Upfront, Call says the case against Attorney Jim Tropas will stay in the courts and not the court of public opinion. Tropas is accused of taking part in a scheme to submit false paperwork to give Wisconsin's 2020 Electoral College votes to Donald Trump. He denies those allegations and says Call is using the courts to try and punish supporters of President-elect Trump. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Chris Middleton making progress, scoring 21 points in their win over the Bulls as he comes back from ankle surgery. Doc Rivers.
It's just going to take them time. These minutes have been fantastic for them. To keep them under 25 in the last two games when we have Dame and Giannis out and still keep Chris under 25, that's huge for us.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Vikings Sunday in Minnesota. Wide receiver Christian Watson talked about that bruised knee injury he suffered Monday night on a 14-yard end run against the Saints.
It was just an awkward fall. I went to the ground and then the DB just kind of fell into my legs and just kind of felt something with the knee. I mean, it definitely hurt right away, but I mean, it felt like it was good enough to go back in. So I went back in and it was feeling all right. But I mean, it just kind of was just lingering a little bit and I just couldn't play the type of football I wanted to play. So just had to shut it down.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today, but it is going to be a little warmer with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more fog and drizzle, 35. Tomorrow, cloudy and warmer with scattered areas of light rain. Our high tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW System.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Contradictions. The election is over, but the contradictions that Donald Trump presents to the people who supported him will be weighing on them for the next 4 years. Now, California farmers went for Trump overwhelmingly. Now he could deport half their workers. California's farm owners bet on President-elect Donald Trump and won. His campaign promise of mass deportation could ruin them. So what are we talking about? And what's the contradiction? So California farmers could soon enjoy bumper crops thanks to President-elect Donald Trump's pledge to lift water restrictions. But who will pick them if he follows through on his deportation threats? So he's opening up the floodgates, allowing water that many California farmers have been wanting. There have been rations on water in California because of the droughts. Well, Donald Trump is going to open the levees, apparently, and allow all the water that the farmers need for bumper crops. But at the same time, the country's largest agricultural constituency backed Trump in November, bucking California's deep blue electorate over his campaign promise to open the faucet and deliver more water to the state's parched, conservative-leaning Central Valley. But now it's reckoning with an uncomfortable contradiction. Trump also campaigned on mass deportation of undocumented immigrants who make up at least half of the state's agricultural workforce. So, California is the breadbasket of the nation. Always has been, always will be. And I guess, when we live in the Midwest, Wisconsin produces a lot of, it's a smaller breadbasket itself. But I guess what people haven't thought about is, the people who who, you know, harvest that produce. It's not always done through technology. A lot of it is still done through, you know, people bending over, using their hands and their backs. Hey, Calvin, you probably haven't given it much thought either. But yeah, man, people who pick produce, you know, even sometimes when I'm driving here to Racine, I see people in the fields bending over. They're still picking produce the way they did 40 years ago, Calvin.
Yeah, I mean, for certain things like corn and maybe like soybeans and stuff, there's tractors and machines that can do that. But for more delicate things like tomatoes or anything,
lettuce,
peppers, right, lettuce, all that kind of thing, yeah, you have to pick it by hand. And that's manual labor.
Yeah, man. And you can't find many Americans who are willing to do that. You know, you're talking about these perishable things that if they're left out too long, they're going to perish. And so I don't think people had given it much thought. They certainly listen, especially those who are farmers who overwhelmingly voted for Donald Trump. And so they listened to the things that he promised. But what they never thought about was, okay, he's not going to come after us. I don't know how if 50% of the people who are harvesting the produce, Calvin, in this country, over 50%, are illegal immigrants. What's going to happen to that? What's going to happen to the produce, Calvin? What's going to happen to, you know, the quality of it? The prices are going to go through the roof if Donald Trump does what he has pledged that he's going to do, and that's get rid of all these illegal immigrants.
Yeah, I think maybe this is a little bit of where the Democrats missed the mark on messaging. They kind of just almost took the Republicans' position and said, we'll just do the border deal that Trump shut down. But I think a message could have presented it about, look, we need these people in our country. We need to provide them a path to citizenship so we know who they are. But they need to be able to stay in our country.
Well, there's no question that these people are needed. Now, part of this is 855-752-4842. Donald Trump made these promises to people about getting rid of all of these people. Calvin, they can't have it both ways. He can't unilaterally do what he promised to many Americans, and that's get rid of all these illegal immigrants if it's going to eventually wind up hurting the American people by increased prices of produce, and the food prices will go through the roof if most of the produce and the food remains on the vines. They're not Americans, Calvin, who are standing in line to go out and bend over and pick vegetables and fruit by hand.
Well, yeah, I mean, the majority of Americans, even those that are living in poverty relative to in our country, are still privileged compared to a lot of places where these immigrants come from. So they're willing to do work that we're not. So I think we definitely need, again, a path to citizenship and a way for people who are willing to do those jobs to come here and do them.
So Trump campaigned on mass deportations of undocumented immigrants who make up half of the state's agricultural workforce, half of California's agricultural workforce, not to mention, Calvin, in Wisconsin and other areas, in Iowa and other places where, farming takes place. Now, so California's agricultural barons who employ most farm workers, more farm workers than almost any other state in the nation. They grow half the produce consumed in the United States, nervously are concerned about Trump's rhetoric. To say it would have an impact on California would be an understatement, said Chris Reardon, vice president of policy advocacy at the industry group California Farm Bureau Federations. Reardon, who declined to say who he voted for, has been fielding calls from members asking him what exactly will happen to the workers. So you can't very well have made, well, you can. If you're a person who says things and then don't follow through. Donald Trump has a history of saying things and not following through. So he led all these people to believe that he is going to deliver on the promise to rid this nation of illegal immigrants. But he's not going to be able to follow through, Calvin. There's no way Donald Trump or the people who are engaged in farming and the amount of money that's tied up in that are going to allow the people who do that work to be gone, and then they go bankrupt. It's not going to happen. 855-752-4842. Once again, Donald Trump has made promises that he clearly is not going to be able to keep, because the realization is going to hit him. I'm sure it's hitting him right now as those people who, you know, the barons of, you know, produce are making it clear to Donald Trump, we supported you, but we're not going to let you send us into bankruptcy. And not only is it a matter of sending them into bankruptcy, it's what it's going to do to the American people and the produce that they need to eat healthy. 855-752-4842. Deporting hundreds of thousands of undocumented farm workers from California would be logistically difficult and time-consuming, to say nothing of the legal challenges. California's Attorney General Rob Bontas and his Democratic officials are already preparing, lawsuits. So, listen, this is not going to happen the way Donald Trump told you it was going to happen. And so what does that mean to you, those of you who have supported him in this? 855-752-4842. Got a lot more to talk about on the Earl Ingram Show.
From the center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed? Yes, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You know, if you just look at the promises that Donald Trump made, and then you look at what stands in between those promises he made and common sense, Donald Trump is not going to be able to deliver on many of those things that he promised to people. I guess what I'm going to be asking is, because of the overall impact and damage that'll be done to the American people and corporations. Yes, he said a lot of things, but clearly, even with Project 2025 and others, there's some things he's just not going to be able to deliver on because of the damage that will be done to this nation and to business. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. How you doing, man?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You know, this immigration debacle that we've, been caught up in, we the people, it's been going on now since, certainly the Reagan administration. It's been an unsettled, half-hearted attempt to manage this vital system. But yet, at the same time, there's so much more of the story, that seems to be vacated all the time. First of all, the reason why these workers are so critical is because the consolidation of the food manufacturers, we're talking about the slaughterhouses and agriculture businesses, the consolidation has been tremendous. While there are a few family farms and ranches out there, make no mistake, the vast majority of the food that we find in our supermarkets is controlled by a handful, literally a handful of producers.
Yeah, barons.
They're absolutely right. And they're in cahoots with, the cartels that manage the flows of people from Central America, South America, and Mexico north, and other areas, by the way. And yet, these are the parts of the discussion, Earl, that we don't hear anything about. We created as a solution E-Verify, a big tool for these large manufacturers and employers to utilize. It takes a couple minutes to put workers into the system. But the problem is it's not being enforced, it's not being utilized. Because, again, the consolidation, the last part about this, when you drive through certain sections of Wisconsin, California, certainly Iowa, it all of a sudden becomes real that these are huge, huge mega corporations that are not only wagging the dog, so to speak, as far as their workers and not paying them livable wages and not hiring local Americans for the job, but they're contaminating our natural resources, our water tables, and the land around them. This is a big, big, big problem, but yet we don't hear anything about it, and it's all related. You know, what we have here is we have a reality, and then we have showmanship, or, producing an image or something that distracts people away from the real news. And I'm afraid most of us, most of the American public, are caught up in the reality show of America instead of what's real. Until we get a handle on our media, and until we begin to be told what we need to know instead of what these people want us to hear, we're going to be chasing these challenges for another decade or two. Nothing will ever change until we get it and learn, we the people learn how to fight back and perform in a republic the way it needs to. It's frustrating, Earl.
Well, you know, Mike, it was very easy to vilify immigrants, illegal immigrants, but our nation can't function without those illegal immigrants. It hasn't for decades now, as you've stated, because of major corporations who have taken total control over all of those things, and so they can afford to bring those people across the border. You think that our government is not aware of many of those illegal immigrants who come across this border to work? If there wasn't an opportunity, Mike, for them to work, and that wasn't offered to them, many of those people wouldn't come.
You're right. And when Reagan offered amnesty, the Republicans just, were beside themselves. But frankly, amnesty, which again would be just simply asking them or requiring them to go register, get into the system, so we have a head count and what we're dealing with is how many and in what regions, and then we prepare our democracy to handle the influx in the process. We can do this, but we have to take control of it.
Hey, Mike, thank you very much for the call. Tom, hang on, 855-752-4842. You know, it's, what is it? It's Thursday on the Earl Ingram Show.
Listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources celebrates a successful elk hunting season. The state's seventh managed elk hunt opened on October 12th and concluded December 20th. The 2024 hunt represented a milestone in Wisconsin's elk management. For the first time, hunters had the opportunity to hunt in both the northern and central elk zones. Previous hunts only occurred within the northern elk zone. The eight Wisconsin hunters who participated in this year's hunt were randomly selected from a pool of more than 25,500 applicants. The DNR received 17,761 applications to hunt in the northern elk zone and 7,750 applications for the central elk zone. The random drawing ensures that each applicant has an equal chance of selection within the respective management zones. Applicants were required to identify their management zone of choice during the elk hunting application process. Of interest, a 10-year-old mentored hunter was able to harvest a mature northern Wisconsin bull elk. UW is offering an online plant course as part of the spring semester. The UW-Madison course runs from February 1st to April 30th and is designed to teach you how to identify plant problems. The course will go over the plant diagnostic process and finding resources to use for diagnostics. The course is self-paced and includes videos, reading, and interactive activities. There are also two live webinars that students in the class can take part in. Early bird registration for the course runs until January 21st and costs $99. Then the price goes up to $119 until registration closes on February 3rd.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Golden Globe Awards are just around the corner. The award show does not anticipate as much controversy as last year when host Joe Coy offended some of the attendees and writers. This year, comedian Nikki Glaser has been selected to host and will fly solo, making her the first woman to host the show alone. If you like watching celebrities squirm, you might want to check out the broadcast because Glaser told People magazine she received advice from Ricky Gervais and intends to be edgy with the A-listers. The Golden Globe Awards will be broadcast January 5th. A fun tradition on Saturday Night Live has been the Christmas Joke Swap on Weekend Update for co-hosts Michael Shea and Colin Jost, where they write jokes the other has to perform. Kind of cute, especially when one of them is married to Scarlett Johansson, Jost. Jost ripped on his own wife thanks to the jokes written by his co-host while she watched in the wings from backstage and cracked up. Very funny and worth a Google. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today, but it is going to be a little warmer with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more fog and drizzle, 35. Tomorrow, cloudy and warmer with scattered areas of light rain. Our high tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW System.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thank you.
true. I keep them alive. As long there are mountains in our way, but we climb a stair every day. The lift is up where we belong, where the eagles cry on the mountain.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Before I go to the phone lines, Elon Musk wants to delete many Americans' financial lifeline. This is today's The Hill. Nearly every exit poll conducted on Election Day found that more than any other issues, voters' concerns about the economy helped to return Donald Trump to the White House and put Republicans back in charge of both houses of Congress. Americans who felt the sting of inflation and who had trouble making ends meet as companies steadily increased prices for essential goods like groceries and clothing voted in hopes that a new administration and new Congress would bring relief for their families. So it is especially surprising that one of the first federal agencies to come under scrutiny from the incoming administration is one that has returned billions of dollars to many of the same consumers who were counting on leaders in Washington to look out for their wallets. On November 27th, Elon Musk, who along with Vivek Ramaswamy has been tasked by President-elect Donald Trump with running a new Department of Government Efficiency. What most people don't know is that the attack that they are about to make on this particular agency, which has been there, the Department of Government Efficiency, is there to, and what they're about to do is create havoc with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. That agency, since its founding, has returned more than $20 billion in cash to people who have been scammed in financial institutions, including predatory payday lending and even some of the largest banks in the country. It has done so under Republican and Democratic presidents, including major actions against Wells Fargo, Equifax during President Trump's first term in office, which combined returned $425 million to consumers. Those actions both began under the Obama administration, but Trump's CFPB directors oversaw the execution of those fines. The money recovered is made available to those who have been impacted by institutions' wrongdoing. So, once again, promises made by Donald Trump aren't going to come to fruition. As a matter of fact, they're going to do just the exact opposite. Hey, Tom, how you doing, man? You say what?
Good morning. Good morning, Earl. Happy holidays.
You as well.
I just think that you're not understanding. If we get rid of the millions of individual brown immigrants, we won't have 14 people anymore dying when we leave a war in Afghanistan. We won't have people like Lincoln Riley. Yes, say her name, Earl. Lincoln Riley, that those 10 million people all of a sudden killed, the illegal immigrant killed all of those white people on college campuses in Georgia. And let's not forget, if we get rid of all of these Latinos, and we get rid of all of these brown people, oh, my God, the world's anew. I mean, Wisconsin, you don't have to worry. You're 3,000 miles away from the border. But, oh, my God, you don't have to worry about these illegals coming to your state to help melt your cows or anything like that anymore. Now you can get your children up again like you used to at 4 in the morning to milk cows. Get them out there. You know what? Let the people out of the prisons so therefore they can go pick the, you know, the berries and the tomatoes and those things. Oh, yeah, we're in for a wonderful world. But, Earl, I really think you need to start saying people's names like Lincoln Riley, who was killed in Georgia, just going for a nice jog and got killed by those 10 millions and millions of brown people. You can see how ridiculous this all is. Thank you very much.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays.
Hey, man, what are your thoughts about this, man?
Well, I'm just going to nominate you as the trickster of the day.
What am I being a trickster about?
Look over here. It's a shell game with Earl today. Look over here. Don't notice what's been happening for the last 4 years under President Biden.
Hey, CJ. What are you talking about, man? We're talking about Donald Trump, who's going to be the president in less than 30 days, who's made promises that he's going to get rid of many of these illegal immigrants. And now that people have a chance to take a look at the impact of the things he said, I'm not doing anything in the way of being a trickster. I'm putting out the truth that's out there. You, on the other hand, want to now go back and talk about Joe Biden and what happened while Joe Biden was president. His presidency is over. So next year, as Donald Trump talks about getting rid of all the illegal immigrants, and you as one who's constantly, talked about Lincoln Riley and all these other people, the issue is, again, half the people who pick produce in California are illegal immigrants, and everybody knows it. And so now, what is Donald Trump going to do?
He's going to get rid of institutions like the education institution that is failing us.
Hey, CJ, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the produce. We're talking about the farms. What are your thoughts on that issue? Don't change the subject.
Look over here again.
No, don't change. No, you're the person saying, look over here. Again. This is the Earl Ingram Show. I came here talking about a major issue where 50% of the people who pick the produce of this nation are illegal immigrants. Is going to impact the food supply if what Donald Trump and others have said, that they want the illegal immigrants removed. You can try to change the subject all you want to, but you're not going to change the subject on my show. The question becomes whether or not you have an opinion on what I'm talking about.
Well, underline the word illegal, because you refused to use it for the last 4 years. Now, all of a sudden, you're using it because Trump's going to be president. That's why you're the trickster.
All right, CJ. Again, it doesn't matter when you can expose people like CJ, who doesn't have a real thought in his head, that, you know, he hasn't heard yet on Fox News, so he can't independently give you a thought himself, because he hasn't heard this and nobody on Fox News has said anything about what is inevitable. Hey, Bill from Oconomowoc. How you doing, sir?
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
You as well.
You do a fine job. You really do. You're really a community man. You really are. I hope you get the award that you deserve, and that's like a 5-star rating for what you do.
Well, anyway, I'm just an average guy, man, but thank you.
But let's talk about CJ. I love to listen to that guy. He is a perfect Trump supporter. He can never stay on topic. He always has to move to Biden. He has to jump over here. And like you said, he can only talk about what he's been told to talk about. If he hasn't been told to talk about farm workers, he has no clue. Even in Wisconsin, you realize in the Wautoma area, central Wisconsin, that's all dependent on immigrants. Many of them are illegals, many of them. We had some do our roof this summer that was subcontracted through a group. Some of the greatest people my wife and I ever met. We took pictures of them. We gave them stuff. They're just the nicest people you want to meet. But CJ, in his lack of ability to comprehend, is a follower. He doesn't have the ability to lead. It's not in his DNA. He knows how to talk about what he's told to talk about or what he believes he should talk about, but he can't have any free thought. So, CJ, if you're still listening, come up and stay on topic just once in your life. By the way, Earl, and maybe thanks to you, and I wear it like a badge, Dan O'Donnell will not let me on his show.
Hey, let me say this to you. Well, who is Dan O'Donnell? Okay, I know who, Dan O'Donnell is, I don't even want to waste my time with him. But here's the deal. All of these different people and the promises that Donald Trump made about getting rid of all of these illegal immigrants who are an integral part of our nation and who can't be removed without there being major damage done to our nation. And so Donald Trump is not going to be able to do what he said he was going to do. He's not going to be able to keep those promises. Because once again, the nation is structured in such a way that those people are integral parts of our nation, almost as much so as the average American citizen. Because the work that they do, the American people won't do. And they are, you know what they are? They're essential parts of our nation. And they're not going to be, dismissed because the nation's going to falter. And Donald Trump is going to figure out another way to say things that he's not going to be able to, make happen. 855-752-4842. Up next, hey, CJ, the pilot trickster of the day. Hang on the phone lines, 855-752-4842.
Where the clear winds blow, time goes by, no time to cry, lies you and I alone.
From the center, WRCE.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A new study by Pew Research finds Americans broadly support such democracy reforms as making Election Day a holiday and 2 weeks of in-person early voting, but also think voters must use government-issued ID and voting machines should have paper backup. Pew surveyed over 5,100 American adults in January 2024 from a pool which reflects the demographics of the U.S. It found an increasing number of Americans, 72%, supported making Election Day a national holiday, and 76% supported 2 weeks of in-person early voting. The public is split, however, on having a choice for mail-in voting, with 57% supporting and 41% opposing. Among Republicans, support for mail-in voting dropped in 4 years from 49% to 28%, likely in response to former President Donald Trump's baseless fraud claims. While voting rights groups have tried to protect voting for the elderly, disabled, and students, 81% of Americans support voting only with a government-issued ID, up among all partisan stripes. Support for Election Day registration and automatic voter registration through the DMV declined slightly since 2021, but is down 10% among Republicans. Pew also found notable differences among younger adults and communities of color who are more likely to support early voting, mail-in voting, and automatic and Election Day registration. We have a link to the full Pew survey at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. We're going to take Tom from West Dallas, and then you'll be able to hear the Politrickster of the day. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. How you doing, man? You say what?
Hey, good morning. Thank you for working this week. Much appreciated.
Oh, man, this is not work for me.
Excellent.
All right.
Real quick, first I want to know when CJ is going to turn from a Trump shirt to a Musketeer. And then I guess what really bothers me about all of this is when you hear about, like, ICE raiding meat packing plants and farms and all that stuff, arresting all the illegal immigrants, why isn't the management
owners
and the
yes.
owners of the company getting held responsible for this? Never do you hear that. And also in, I believe it was Arkansas, I think, back in like 06, 07, they came up with the strictest illegal immigrant laws. And so many people, so many of the immigrants left the state that fall, hundreds and thousands of acres of produce
stayed on the vine
the field because they could not find anyone to harvest it. And Republicans do not learn their lessons. They could look at this and say, you know, maybe doing this really might harm us. Just like they don't look at 1930 with the Smoot-Hawley Act, with all the things that, and now the word just popped out of my head, what Trump wants to do with saying everyone's going to make $1 million because we put tariffs. with all his tariffs. They did that in 1930, and that was one of the prime catalysts of the Great Depression. But no one looks at that. No one says anything about that, that they do not learn from history.
Well, you know, Tom, there are people who are aware of it. It's just that people who have bought into what Donald Trump says and truly believes that Donald Trump fights for them and stands for them, there's no way possible, man, that they're going to believe any of these things. They're just going to have to, we're all going to have to suffer the consequences of this, you know. And that's what's so heartbreaking about it. People who, you know, believed in that man, and why they believed in him, I'll never know. He was there 4 years ago. And it's not like he's somebody that we hadn't seen before. And so, you know, he's going to do whatever's in the best interest of himself and the wealthy. And all of us are going to suffer the consequences. Tom, thank you very much. Really appreciate it. So the politrickster of the day. So Donald Trump, man, on Christmas, he left a surly Christmas Day message. On Christmas, Donald Trump kicked off his rant on his social media platform, Truth Social, by calling out soldiers in China while accusing them of illegally operating in the Panama Canal. Merry Christmas to all, including the wonderful soldiers of China, who are lovingly but illegally operating the Panama Canal, where we lost 38,000 people in its building 110 years ago. Always making certain that the United States puts in billions of dollars in repair money. But we will have absolutely nothing to say about anything the GOP leader wrote. Trump went on to bash Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau by mockingly calling him governor before doubling down on his desire to purchase Greenland from Denmark, citing the move to national security purposes. Also, the governor Justin Trudeau of Canada, whose citizens' taxes are far too high. But if Canada was to become the 51st state, listen to this insanity, their taxes would be cut by more than 60%, their businesses would immediately double in size, and they would be militarily protected like no other country anywhere in the world, Trump continued. So, Calvin, Trump wants Canada to become the 51st state. The man is insane, clinically insane. And today, he is the politrickster of the day. Oh, up next, Dan Schaefer will be filling in for Greg Bach and Jane Madnair. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow with Sandy Williams. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Starbucks employees are back on the job after a five-day strike that their union says saw 5,000 baristas walk off the job. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze says the Amazon strike is on what its organizers call a pause.
The Teamsters Union tells us that delivery workers picketed at more than 200 Amazon locations nationwide, seeking better pay and better working conditions. Amazon insists that the strike didn't have any impact on operations and delivery of holiday packages.
Holiday spending was up by 4% this year compared to last, according to MasterCard's spending pulse. That's from the period running November 1st through Christmas Eve. President Biden departing Washington today for St. Croix, a family vacation as he enters his final weeks in office. And as Democrats try to chart the way forward, Marianne Williamson, who sought the party's nomination for president in the last three elections, says she is running for chair of the Democratic National Committee. This is ABC News.